Hi, I'm Dr. Chuck Day for today's Deeper Look. I want you to take a look at Mark chapter 2. In there, Mark tells a story that's also in Matthew and Luke. We find the same story in Matthew chapter 9 and Luke chapter 5. It's the story of the man that's paralyzed, that's let down through the roof by his friends. All three of the Gospels mention that Jesus saw their faith. All three mention that they couldn't get in, and that they let the guy down through the roof. All three mention that Jesus doesn't say be healed. He says your sins are forgiven. But each of these Gospels actually has a different take that I want to emphasize here. So when Jesus says your sins are forgiven, in Mark, the scribes that are sitting there say, who is this that speaks this? That's a weird thing, but it looks cute in Greek, you know. And what it says is this, is that he's blaspheming. Some of the translations just meld it together to say, who is this man that speaks this blasphemy or something like that. But Mark wants a progression that they're reasoning in themselves, why does this person speak like this? And their conclusion, he's blaspheming. Matthew just says he's blaspheming. Luke also, with Mark, says, only God can forgive sins. Now, in your Bible, it'll say, who can forgive sins except God alone? That is how Luke has it. Mark differs, though. Mark doesn't actually say that. In the Greek, he says, who can forgive sins except the one God? Now, Mark is trying to emphasize a Trinitarian aspect that there's one God, and Jesus is also God. But as he goes on, Jesus says that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. I say to this man, rise, take up your bed, and go home. Now, here's the interesting thing. Matthew wants to misunderstand Jesus purposely, because the term Son of Man can mean the apocalyptic figure that we see in Daniel 7. That's what Jesus understands himself to be. It can also, it's the Aramaic word for a man, and it's also a way to talk about myself. And so, in the third person. And so Matthew wants you to see it as a man, because how do the crowds react? They praised God who had given such authority to men. Why? Because Matthew wants to emphasize that Jesus' kingdom community has the same authority as he does, that he gives his own community that same authority. That's a powerful truth. Even that's why Matthew ends his gospel with Jesus saying that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, and then he sends his disciples forth. But Luke, differently than Mark, has the man going home praising God, then the people praising God. And the word that's used is to give glory to God. The word glory in Greek is doxa. And so doxazo is to glorify. So they're giving God doxa. And then here's what it says afterwards. It says that they were also filled with fear. And why? Because the English will say, we've seen strange things today. That word strange thing is only used once in the Bible, and guess what it is? It's the word paradox. That's an interesting, because you had a pair of doxes, actually, because the man is praising God and the people are praising God. But actually, they're filled with fear. Why would they praise God to be filled with fear? It's a paradox, because they're seeing a miracle, but it blows their mind. It blows their theology. And out of that, they're asking the question, okay, what do we do with this? How do we handle this? And so I want to say to you, let this story challenge you on three different levels. Number one, that you are understanding that God, Jesus, has given his authority to you. Number two, that Jesus is God. And number three, Jesus has the ability to blow your theology away and teach you something new. Take that thought and dwell on it.